Preparation was on the slow side today, but anyways, yeah, it's you can just tell he's not good. And Kevin and I always goof around because all he ever says is brutal, brutal, which I guess is brutal, if that's what he's saying.
I guess so.
Because I can get like the big things done in my life, but like small stuff, I let it go to the wayside. Like, if there's something on the ground, I'll leave it there for a week. But if I have to go mow the grass, I'll go and do it immediately. It's the most absurd way of living your life. Like, I keep trying to change, and I'm just not at the age anymore. And where this is going is, I keep meeting the tweet at Conan, and be like, hey, buddy, can you just do the little simple thing for people who don't speak Spanish and put subtitles on the show? That's all I want. They don't even have to be accurate, you know? Just, just give me anything. So, well, I guess I should introduce the show real quick. Hey, everybody, I'm Jeremy. On the other end is Chris, and this is Stunker Any Audio number something. I dropped the ball and did a poor job of preparing. So, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Jeremy. How about yourself?
Well, doing good, except for, you know, the whole lack of preparation in my life, you know, just being lazy. But, so we were talking about AAA before we started the show, and I figure, you know, I'll just hit record. And, really, the context of the conversation was too much wrestling, and I made the joke of adding AAA. So, like, I don't even get... Do you get the Impact Network or whatever for Impact Wrestling?
No, I'm not going to pay for that.
that's my thing. If it was... I guess you can get it on YouTube TV, and if it was part of a sports package, I'd be like, all right, cool. But if it's just that, I'm like...
Yeah, no, I
enjoy the show in the fact that it's a logically sound show. And just because of who they are, and this isn't an insult, it's just it is who they are, the crowds are awful. And
right, there's that Bobby Fish clip that went around where it sounded like there's people there, but it sounded like there was nobody there, like worse than WWE during when they were still at the Performance Center.
Yeah, and like, well, the Bobby Fish thing just cracks me up because I didn't see, like, I guess it had something to do with what he was talking about. I guess he was like kind of like bragging on himself or something, and then that was like the pose he struck like when he debuted, which I don't think he's actually in Impact after that.
And no, I don't think. I think he's just. I mean, there's a guy who just. There's a low ceiling anyway. But whatever he had, he screwed up.
Man,
shooting on CM Punk of all people in AEW.
Well, he wanted to fight, like, challenge him to a real fight.
Yeah.
You know, because, sure. Yeah, so, but the thing is, I've always thought this of Bobby Fish. Because of his facial features, and like his square head, the big jaw, the mustache combo, all that stuff, he was the most unique of... Like Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, all of them.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I had no idea he was seemingly 10 years older than all of them or something ridiculous. He's, like, way older than they are. So him getting hurt all the time was like, oh, okay. But I just, like, as a, you know, they always say, like, all your money is above your shoulders. And, like, he was the most unique of them and just never went anywhere. I mean, Kyle O'Reilly's hurt, which is why he's not around, but... You know, and then, well, Adam Cole's doing his thing, so.
Yes, AEW's only long-term storyline where no one actually wants to see the two guys wrestle each other.
I don't mind them wrestling each other.
Yeah, I was being a little facetious, but yeah.
Yeah, well, if the storyline was any good, and I keep saying the only way this makes sense is if Cole turns on MJF.
Yes, Cole has to turn. We cannot do a third MJF babyface turn fake out.
Right. I mean, I know this one's much longer.
Yeah.
But no one looks good in it. Well, I'm sorry. Cole doesn't look good in this. He looks like a buffoon. So
yeah, no. No. They they have put themselves into a corner. Now they have to actually deliver an MJF base run.
Which was somebody he should have been doing anyways.
Yeah, no.
I mean,
when he left after Double or Nothing 2022 and destroyed Wardlow's career with him, he probably should have just come back as a...
What a dick. You're not wrong, but...
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, man, it's... God damn it. Sorry, I'm trying to mute my phone, and I'm acting like an old man tonight. This sucks. Okay, there we go. So hopefully that wasn't heard. But no, I actually saw something real quick on the Wardlow thing. He actually had a tweet or something, or he was in an interview talking about how he beat MJF quickly, and then he beat CM Punk all over the place, and then CM Punk got the win. And I went, hey, yeah, whatever happened to Wardlow? Like, to see his name pop up, I mean, did he get injured? Or...
I mean, they pulled out the rug out from under him three times, baby. Three times for that TNT championship. I mean, there's nothing left for the guy. I couldn't believe what they did with the Samoa Joe loss and the cutting off of the ponytail.
Well,
and then it somehow got worse from there.
Well, see, with him, like, if that was actually established with Wardlow, outside of 1 week, the hair, then that would have been effective. Like, everyone, like, going after it. Or, like,
yeah.
You know, but it was just like, yeah. Oh, yeah, my dad died. I got a man bun. Yeah. It's like, wait, what?
Oh. I mean, it would be effective to a degree because you just should not beat that babyface like that. You should not beat your Warrior, your Goldberg, your Batista like that on television.
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
Yeah.
Ever really. I mean, they can lose. I mean, you got to run in the, you know, run the 82nd Airborne in or what have you, but they can't lose like that.
Why is it always the 82nd Airborne?
I have no idea.
You know, it always is.
It really always is, yeah. I went for my old-timey, old man saying.
I'm going to guess they're still around, Jesus. But
I guess so.
Yeah. But no, I mean, sorry not to cut you, but you're exactly right, though. And because then he beat... So Joe beat him. He won it back. Hobbs won it the next week, right?
It was very shortly after. It was very shortly after. It was and now Hobbs is in a weird, weird limbo and.
So, and this doesn't matter. All right, it doesn't. But like Tony Khan for the Wrestling Observer. Has won Booker of the Year 3 years in a row or something? Or something like that?
I think it would have to be four, because it probably would have started in 2019.
I never remember how old this company is, by the way.
Yeah, so no. Well, I think he probably still won in 2019. Yeah, I mean, the 2022 was very, very questionable. I mean, at this point, I mean, who could take the Observer Awards seriously? I mean, unfortunately, right or wrong, Meltzer has gained his reputation as basically being AEW's PR guy.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. The TNT title is now Christian's. I'm sorry, it's... God, they got me. It's actually Luchasaurus.
Yes.
But Christian's the one that does it. So, like, the title's diminished anyways.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's funny. I mean, that's funny, but it's not for the good of the title.
No, but the international one matters far more than that.
Oh, yeah. Orange Cassidy has built that thing up.
Yeah, but
it's incredible.
But they've kind of cooled that one a little bit, which I think probably for a good reason.
Yeah, for a little bit, he's stopped wrestling it, defending it every week. I mean, if it's him and Moxley one-on-one at Wembley, that'll be a big match for him in it. But, of course, they've still got this whole weird intermingled thing with the whole both groups, and then throwing in the Lucha Bros for some reason. It's very convoluted.
Yeah.
This is what they've got for Wembley and then Chicago a week later. It boggles my mind. I mean, this is this is not what people hope for. I think. I mean, I'm not a British person who already bought my ticket before anything was ever announced, but I just, and I can't really put my totally put myself in their shoes, but if it was me, I would not be happy with how this card is coming together.
Okay, see, I have no sympathy, and the reason I say that is, when is the last time AEW had a pay-per-view card that wasn't finalized within the last 2 weeks? They were throwing stuff. What was the last one they had? I don't remember. Was that the one I got?
That would have been Forbidden Door.
Okay, yes. They were throwing matches together for that.
Yeah.
Throwing matches together for the pay-per-view before that. So when they go, hey, we're going to go to Wembley. Oh, awesome. What's the card? I don't care. I'm buying it. Well, then you got no raising a bitch.
Right. Now, I agree.
and I know WrestleMania tickets go on sale next week. Hell, but
I mean, we bought tickets to fucking Payback.
And that's going
to
pay off, I think, too.
Oh, I think it will. We'll get into that later. We've left stuff out too much.
I know we talked a little last night, but I was like, oh, wow. All right. But no, so I have no sympathy. And what I was saying with it doesn't matter. But like Tony Khan winning Booker of the Year like 3-4 years in a row is garbage. This show has no storylines.
No, it doesn't. No storylines. People just show up whenever. Go. They put that ROH tag team title match on their 200th episode. And those guys had none of those guys had been on AEW TV since June. It was ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It is a terribly put together show at this point. Mm-hmm. And they deserve their domestic attendance issues.
Well, I didn't know. Well, Greenville is where I used to live. I had no idea Collision was there. And that's only 80 minutes away. My parents live in Simpsonville. So I kind of know where the Bon Secours is because that's where WWE goes as well when they go to Greenville.
Yeah, yeah.
I had no idea they were there. I've been to one wrestling show that was not WWE, Jesus, and that was a TNA pay-per-view. And it was lightly attended, but the people that were there were fervent. It was pretty crazy. And then they ruined the show because it was TNA. But I can't remember. It was the main event was Tom. No. Was Christian and somebody. And Tomko turned on Christian and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, whatever. But the point is, they don't do a good job of things. And, like, I still don't know. Which one is the one that's at Wembley? All In?
All In is in Wembley, yes.
All right, then All Out's the next week. Okay. All
right. Then All's the next week. And they've got that's the one with Cole and MJF. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's going to be Punk and FTR versus the Young Bucks, which is, you know, that's fine. That'll be a Wembley worthy match. I mean, once again, like anything else, could use a better build, but...
I didn't hear about this. Are they actually... Yeah. When did this come up?
FTR made the challenge on Collision.
Well, wait, I'm sorry. I thought... My mistake. I thought you meant Punk and FTR... versus the Bucks and Omega. Sorry, I got ahead of myself in my own head.
No. Punk is gonna end up wrestling Punk is gonna be wrestling Joe again.
Yeah.
Which was fine for a TV match, you know, Punk and Joe all these years later. But for Punk's All In match, as much as I love Samoa Joe, that's disappointing. But AEW has two things to build to. Punk going, you know, with his real world championship going against the actual AEW champion, mm-hmm. and Punk versus Omega, and it's probably for the best to drag those things out, but you're really dogging your two big shows you booked 1 week after the other.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, all right, when they announced
Punk versus Omega is ever gonna happen, I should say.
Wait, what was that? Sorry.
If Punk versus Omega is ever actually happen.
Oh, true.
I think they'll get it. They almost have to get it eventually.
Yes, if they... All right, I will
say this. And they resign, so, yeah.
If they want to do another stadium show, that's what you save it for.
Yeah.
But I don't think... All right, so England's going to... You know, obviously, is already going to pack it out, right? And they better deliver, because I can't see them filming it again if they're like, well, we got dicked over by these guys.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, like, but how long do you hold out thinking, oh, hope to play this? And maybe they're going to play, maybe they'll try and fill a stadium here, which I don't think would happen, actually. I really don't.
I mean, they could, they, you know, the Cons basically own the Jaguar Stadium. They could, you know, I mean, you know, they could do that.
Well, you can own maybe, it and run it.
You can maybe, you can maybe try Allegiant Stadium in Vegas for Double or Nothing. And try to, you know, and do what you can there. That might be the best, other than maybe Jacksonville, that might be probably the best option for them if they ever try to run a stadium.
Yeah, but they would have to do, I think, just like the Puerto Rico show for WWE, or even Cardiff, and then what was the Money in Bank was in the '02, all this stuff. You saw the reactions because they don't go over there enough. Here, look at the domestic hall at their shows now. I mean, look at Canada. That wasn't very good at all.
No, they did that night. They did the 1992 WWF loop, and it was a disaster.
Yeah, and it's like, well,
everyone's still mad about all that about that travel.
But it's like,
apparently, if you live in Florida, you have to take like three connecting flights to get to Nova Scotia.
Oh wow. So this is a little Canadian humor. Elisa asked me what MB stood for. And I was like, what? Because, yeah, it said Winnipeg MB. And I was like, oh, Manitoba. She goes, oh. I was like, the only reason I know that is wrestling. And it's like, I'm from Detroit, you know. We kind of know some of the Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I know. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I was like, wait, that came really fast. Who the hell was from Winnipeg, Manitoba? It wasn't Benoit, was it?
It's, well, Jericho.
Maybe that's it.
It's Jericho. Although sometimes you know they would say Calgary at times. They even say he's from. Vince heard that weird phase where he said, "I don't want to announce any of our baby faces from Canada."
Yeah, he was from New York, right?
Or Long Manhasset, Island. Manhasset. They even said Manhasset. Which, what the hell is that? Why would you go from Winnipeg to that? Why wouldn't you just say Long Island?
You know what? I barely pay attention to the ring entrances now anyways. They are announcing them from city and state, aren't they? Except for Charlotte. She's the Queen City. I know that much.
Yeah, because her name's already Charlotte. You don't want to say it twice.
Yeah, well, Jesus, that's true. Can't give away why they named her that. But anyways, back to AEW. Like, I just can't see a domestic pay-per-view or a domestic show filling a stadium here.
You know what? At this point, until they get hot, yeah, you know, the honeymoon phase is over. Some of these crowds still get pretty loud, but even that's dissipating or whatever.
Yeah, well, I don't know, man.
To some degree.
I watched Collision. I did finish it all before we did the show. That Greenville crowd was pretty hyped.
Yeah, but you know what?
And for everybody,
Collision definitely has. Yeah. The Greenville crowd was good. It was a good crowd for them.
But I've also noticed the Collision crowds are pretty hot for all the shows. Which is crazy because it's a Saturday, and maybe that's why. You can get some beers in you, not have to worry about going to work the next day. You know, where Wednesday nights you got to watch what you're doing. I mean, you should. If you're driving to the show, of course. That's what I meant. I don't care. Get cranked on a Wednesday. Be drunk on somebody else's time and get paid for it. So, or hungover. So, but yeah, watching Collision, that's still a superior show. It goes against what I was just saying about how they have no stories. There are storylines, at least on Collision, that carry over week to week. I mean, it may not be as interesting, but at least there are some, you know?
Yeah, no, there are definitely some. I mean, they've turned CM Punk beating people with roll-ups into a storyline. Like he can, because it's looking like it's going to be, he's going to face Joe again at All In, and then probably face Ricky Starks again at All Out.
How are you feeling about this Ricky Starks stuff?
He's in a weird place because it's just not his time. It's probably not going to be his time for a while, so he's just, you know, going through the motions, really, no matter what he's doing. Yeah. It's a it's weird in a company with a 50 championships that he can't be holding one, including two that aren't even real.
Yeah. well, never mind. I don't care. It's like why complain about the FTW title, except when they bring in just more people that don't work for the company.
Yeah.
When people who work for the company don't get on TV, so it's whatever.
Yeah. This is just. I mean, he really is a Tony Khan. Really is playing a game of EWR or what's the other? What was the other like online wrestling game or whatever? TWT something.
Oh God, I don't remember any of those.
I think they're actually still around. I think both of them might actually be still around. But he's basically just playing an online simulator. Just doing random shit every week.
That's fair. It does seem that way. I remember a long time ago there was a match, like Lance Archer and somebody, and people go, that doesn't make any sense. He goes, I just thought it'd be a cool match that I wanted to see, and it's like, that's not how this works. And no. It just seems like he's been doing that ever since.
No, and you know what? His live crowds are going down. His ratings have gone down. His pay-per-view. The same 100,000 people seem to buy every show, but we'll see what happens if they up those. Although with the news that WWE is adding a live sports tier to Max, that might finally be AEW's in with that.
Could be. It's funny. I was just getting ready to cancel Max too, because there's not a whole lot on there.
No. I mean, I'll keep it for a little while and see what we'll see what else they do. But after Righteous Gemstones was done, I don't really see anything on the horizon.
Did you watch Winning Time, by the way?
I have not watched that at all.
It was good, and the second season starting. But I'm like, mm-hmm. I can just cancel it, wait 2 months, get it for a month, and cancel it again. So.
Yeah, that's where all this is going. Yes. Yeah. Right now, I'm able to split. You know, everything down the middle with my brother and get Hulu with commercials, Disney Plus and ESPN with my phone, and then split everything else 50-50. So, for me, the first thing that would go if I'm like, I can't do this anymore is like slings, because I basically just have that so I can watch wrestling live.
Oh, okay. So we have, the YouTube TV, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't think, the reason I was saying it's getting ready to cancel is AEW going to Max isn't going to keep me there unless the pay-per-views are free. Then fine. That maybe convince me, but that thing's still like, what, 17, 18, 20 bucks a month.
It's $15.99 right now. I think the sports, if you want the live tier, they're probably going to jack that to $19.99.
Right.
But it'll be optional. Obviously, they're not just going to force it on people. It doesn't sound like. It's going to be an additional tier that you can purchase. Yeah. But, I mean, it does look like the Major League Baseball playoffs are going to be on there. They're going to start in October so that they hit Major League Baseball playoffs, so they hit the start of the NHL and NBA season, which that part's smart. If they're going to do that. And then, I from what I remember about hearing about what AEW's television situation is, their current contract is up in January, but Warner Brothers Discovery can just keep things as they are, but pay AEW an increase, but no new benefits or whatever for AEW beyond that. So yeah, that Max deal, a streaming deal is AEW needs a streaming deal. They need it. You know, there is no means by which that people can watch AEW next day free on demand. There's none. Mm-hmm. You either have to use the TBS or TNT apps, which nobody uses. Nobody actually uses those apps.
I didn't know those existed, actually.
Well, you still have to have cable.
No.
In order to be able to use those.
Oh.
Because it's a supplemental thing. Or you have to you would be paying for one of these, you know, live stream cable replacement deals like Hulu or YouTube or TV or Sling. There's no commercial free on demand way to watch AEW. If you were to choose that option,
Yeah, it's interesting. I didn't even realize that. But I've heard even, like, I know WWE has it on Hulu, right? Yeah. But I guess they edit the shows down, so the segment's missing still?
Raw is edited down to 90 minutes.
Wow.
So there is about a half hour or 45 minutes probably of actual content missing. So just the lowest level stuff missing. And then SmackDown's in full. But SmackDown doesn't come out until 24 hours later. So not until Saturday at Eastern can you watch SmackDown and Hulu, which I guess is a Fox rule.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm guessing that's Fox.
And then NXT you can watch next day on both Hulu and Peacock.
Oh, I never realized NXT was on Peacock. It's so funny. Are you grandfathered on Peacock for the $5 ad-free?
No. I've paid $9.99 the whole time.
Okay, so... Yeah, I'm so grandfathered at the $5, no ads. And I only watched that for WWE, like the pay-per-views and the Cody documentary, all that stuff.
Oh, so you should watch Twisted Metal.
I plan on watching that. So
I feel like that's up your alley.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, growing up with the games, too. And that was probably one of my favorite franchises growing up until, was it 4? I think they made it realistic. They made it realistic handling. And I was like, what did you do? Like, okay, what's the handling on a Porsche that has a missile that can travel through walls? How's that work? I was like, go back to the cartoon stuff and just leave it be. And yeah, I think that was the year after, the last one. Because everyone was like, this is stupid. So, you got a giant ice cream truck that shoots a giant clown, like, fiery clown head. Get the hell out of here. Anyways, yeah, Twisted Metal's definitely on the list. Plus, they actually have some movies I want to see on there, too. So, I was like, I'm never getting rid of it. It's $5.
Yeah, no. I mean, that's the one that they've got me hooked into because of WWE. That was a smart move by Peacock, I guess. Although, Peacock is still probably in last place of the major streamers. So, we'll see. Once again. I mean, well, that's, you know, all jumbled together of all this crap that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, the future of media and the strikes and everything else. So, yeah. Well, a lot of things in flux.
Yeah, I guess it's a good thing the WWE guys aren't union, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
Wonderful. Wonderful not to be union.
But. Yeah. Poor Ricky Stark. We just totally blew over him. But yeah, it's. The guy's got talent, but it is pretty sad that. Well, it's not sad. He's feuding with the biggest name on Collision. So, you know.
But it's also kind of obvious he's a stepping stone.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part. And I don't, like, AEW crowds just cheer for who they want to cheer.
Yeah.
Well, and he's the bad guy, and they're still cheering for him.
Well, all wrestling crowds are like that. We can get into that as we go on as well. Yeah.
But I don't really have a whole lot more to say about AEW because even like tomorrow night, we're recording this Tuesday. I'm tired of seeing Jon Moxley on TV.
I'm so tired of him bleeding in AEW hardcore matches. I'm done.
It's not just the hardcore matches. He bleeds all the time.
Yeah, I'm done with it, and I have no idea why Renee puts up with it at this point. Yeah, Well, she's there.
My favorite thing that's happened in a while for wrestling, and it's not a huge thing because no one knows except the few people who listen to us. Kevin and I were talking last week, and Moxley's excuse was, you know, we're out here trying to tell everybody we're hitting each other in the face with elbows and punching each other, and no one's supposed to bleed. And Kevin immediately goes, well, yeah, that doesn't happen all the time. He's like, there are plenty of MMA fights where no one gets cut open.
No one bleeds like that who doesn't cut themselves intentionally.
Yeah, true. Oh, well, to get away from AEW real quick, I want to know How the hell Shayna Baszler was cleared to wrestle on Monday night?
I have no idea. She looked terrible. I never really noticed, you know, where that came from. And to hurt your life like that in that match, Jesus.
I feel bad for her and Ronda.
I don't necessarily feel bad for Ronda, but yeah.
I don't know whose idea this was. I saw the list of agents, and I don't know who it was, but I couldn't believe how bad that was Saturday night.
No, it was a perfect storm. Nobody cared. People just want Ronda to leave, and on her way out, she couldn't even tap to her best friend.
Well, all right. So on Monday, they were saying she got submitted. Not passed out or choked out. They said she submitted.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I don't know, was she supposed to and forgot, or
I don't think she forgot. I think that she has had a very bad attitude about this run the whole time. My theory is she never signed a new contract. WWE legally threatened her to fulfill her original contract, and she's never wanted to come back.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I don't know that. As a matter of fact, I'm just saying. Oh. That's what I think it is, because she has never looked happy to be back there. She has never looked like she wanted this at all, and it's part of the problem.
Well, she probably found out the hard way how fickle wrestling fans are as well, and then probably, you know, training and all that wasn't what she was expecting, and then, you know, having a kid and all this stuff, you know, for somebody who didn't need the work. Had like the dream, whatever, you know, whatever we were sold. I mean, the fans turned on her for no reason, and then she became a bad guy, and then disappeared. So I was like, "All right," comes back, everyone cheers. A week or two later, getting booed again. It's like, "Hey, make up your goddamn minds." Like, I understand she didn't really connect with an audience. Having her do these goofy-ass long promos for someone who's never done this before. Like, the only natural part of her that I honestly only recall was a couple weeks ago when she was standing in that box and just ripping into Shayna Baszler. That just seemed natural to me. And then, I mean, even if you didn't care about the match, those promos with her and Shayna that were done by Borash and Paul Heyman, those were awesome.
That was good. They did what they could with this, but the rules, how truncated the whole story was, how Shayna was the one who turned but ended up the babyface, and now they have to course correct and make Shayna heel again. Oh, God, I don't want to see Shayna versus Becky next.
No, but
God, what are they? God, just everything they're doing to try and keep Rhea and Becky apart is just ugh.
The entire idea of how that women's tag team titles went, and just seeing how it's just played one person, one team, one team, one team, for whatever reason. All they had to do was keep it on Isla Dawn and Alba Fire. And you can have Shayna turn on her right then or the next week. Huge upset. Help out the two new people who have now... Sure, poofed into the witch's cauldron, and we would have all this mess now.
Yeah, I mean, I have my doubts whether they were ever gonna get over.
Beating Shayna Baszler and Ronda Rousey, that might have actually helped a little bit, you know.
But nobody cared about Shayna and Ronda either.
Yeah. So
it's time to scrap these belts. It's beyond time. There's no saving them.
Well, I mean, the bad thing is there's so many women, though, that don't get used, mind you.
Yeah.
That you can have teams. Like, they brought up Caden Carter and, what's the other one I don't like? What's her name now? Katana Chance. They show up for a couple weeks and then take off. It looks like Indy and, I almost said Michelle McCool. And Candice LeRae are back, so you can team them up. It's not dead, but it's like there's got to be some sort of emphasis put on it. And like the last time those titles mattered were definitely what oh, I am struggling with names today. She's not there anymore in Bailey.
Sasha and Bailey?
Thank you. I kept wanting to say
That
Sonya
was the first.
Blaze. I got
That was the
goddamn
first.
Mortal Kombat on the brain.
That was. They were only champions for like a month.
Yes, but
They
they bounced from every, they went to every single show.
did. Oh, you mean in 2020? You mean in 2020?
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah,
No.
yeah.
2020 weren't. Yeah. No. That was the highlight of the pandemic. Yes. Very. Yes. They were fantastic during that. Yes. But then after that, it's just been one thing after another, and yeah, it sucks. Maybe we could trade that out for a secondary women's single championship.
Do you really think a secondary championship for the women's the way to go?
Is a tag team championship the way to go?
At least I would say at least with the tag teams you could focus on four people instead of two. You've got all these women under contract on your show that never get used. Like there was a list and there were some people on there I was like, "Oh yeah, I forgot about them." And now with this rumor of Nia Jax coming back because, you know, everyone's been clamoring for that.
I mean, again, the problem is a lot of these women in the bottom half of the roster, they're not over. I don't know if they can get over. Some of them aren't honestly that good.
Well, here's the thing though. Some of them aren't good, sure, but how do you get better if you're never doing anything?
That's true too, yeah.
So it's just a dead horse. I don't know why I get annoyed with it, but it's like, why can't we have a goddamn women's show already? There's so much content. Well, we still have NXT Level Up. And I mean, dead serious. Have you ever seen an episode of that?
No, why? This is
Where do you even watch it?
Peacock.
Okay,
Right
cool.
after SmackDown.
Well, that kind of helps then. Why not do the same thing? Call it WWE, I don't know, Women Level Up. I don't know, I can't come up with a catchy title right off the hand. But you know what I mean? Just something. At least give them a weekly show. And I know they still have Superstars or something, right, for overseas? Because we don't have it here. Where you have like some of the wrestlers you never see on TV. You're like, oh, they're still wrestling. Like, do a women's version of it. But anyways, that's a dead horse. I say the same shit whenever I talk about this. It's my fault. And it never happens. So it's just like, whatever. We can't even get another women's pay-per-view that was based off one that was successful when they're all free anyways on Peacock.
You know what, I don't think giving women their own shows is actually a good idea. Just integrate them into the main shows better. They don't need to be given any, handouts or anything. Just integrate. Just do better integration. It's
I don't disagree with you on that either, you know, at all. But it's just like it. Neither of them's gonna happen. But it, whatever. I mean, we're getting Trish Stratus and Becky Lynch on free TV. And yes, I know you have to pay for cable. Instead of putting that on a premium, like there's a weird hierarchy that just got broken there, like. Unless it's the Triple H's idea to increase ratings. It's just a weird thing that it was not on
No, they
SummerSlam.
nope. They just added the Battle Royal and gave Roman Reigns like 45 minutes. Now they did make the
Yeah, they
triple.
did.
Now another match that went. The problem is, we're trying to advocate for women's wrestling here. After the two women's matches at SummerSlam, shit the bed the loudest.
Okay, I keep seeing. I
I hated that triple threat. All three women suck in that match.
I hated
The
the end
timing was
for
wrong.
sure.
I loved the ending. The ending was great.
Wait, which part of the ending?
Everything from Asuka blowing the mist to the cash-in. That was fine. That was all good. The
No,
match sucked.
I hated how it ended. It makes no. I have a problem with roll-ups too.
Okay.
She can't use her legs. All of a sudden, she pops up, does a thing off the rope.
I know. Okay,
and it pins her with her legs. Like, what are you talking about?
Okay, I guess I just like the creativity of Charlotte in the figure eight position and Asuka blowing the mist. That I like.
That but I will yes, give no. you, yes. That I'm definitely with. But
we are right. Bianca should not have done a 450. First of all, doing any kind of a leaping, jumping move from the ropes when you're trying to make a save for a pinfall in these kind of matches, and every second counts, is stupid as fuck.
Yeah. It is, yes. I don't know. I like the miss part. I don't get, unless they're trying to build up Bianca is a sympathetic babyface, when she doesn't come off sympathetic at all, having won and then being taken advantage of. And it's like, couldn't we just moved on, have Asuka win, and have Asuka and Io Sky a new feud? I guess Bianca and Io is a new feud too, but
yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll see how everything shakes out. I mean, maybe Bianca's gonna get a little bit of a break. You know, using the knee injury as an excuse. Mm.
That's true. There is an impatience since SmackDown hasn't even aired yet, so I have no idea what's going on, but.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, Asuka's been treated so weird since she's been on the main roster, and she finally gets, like, really cool with, like, the goofy clown mask, and she's, like, kind of herself again, and it just gets clowned out. Like,
I mean, the reigning champion heading into this was treated as an afterthought the entire time.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it was why she got the title, why it was a triple threat. I mean, I guess you still can run Bianca and Charlotte as a singles down the road on a big show. Once the Io Sky title reign, you know, just reaches its end, mm-hmm. and one of them ends up with the title. But we'll talk about people who are just kind of look like they're bored and don't want to be there anymore. Let's talk about Charlotte Flair for the last 4 years.
This isn't body shaming, but this is an actual concern. What's she doing?
I think she wants to compete in women's bodybuilding while she's still wrestling.
You think that's it? Because, I mean, I looked at her like, she's very skinny.
Well, there are recent rumors that her and Andrade have split. And that, you know, those people who actually pay attention to who people follow on social media, apparently both Charlotte and Ric Flair have unfollowed Andrade on Instagram.
Okay.
So those rumors are out there. So maybe she's going through some stuff, but
okay.
It just feels like it's one thing after another. After she made it at WrestleMania in 2019, it feels like she wants to do something else with her life. And I've made this point with Kevin before. I don't think I've ever made it with you. It's like she wants to do something else with her life, but there's something she can do. She can't act. She's too old to compete in a real sport. The fitness influencer space is way oversaturated. There's nothing else she can do in her life that's going to pay her what WWE pays her. So she just keeps chugging along.
Yeah, you put it that way. I guess I'd have to think, but yeah, because
I mean, she's had some good matches. Obviously, the Rhea match from WrestleMania.
Oh yeah, that was real good.
She revived herself. And the I Quit match with Ronda was easily Ronda's best match on her return. But beyond those, Charlotte was the one most out of place during the triple threat. She was the one most obviously calling spots and just, you know, not where she needed to be. And these moments with her just become more and more. We know how good she could be or how good she was. And it's just doesn't feel like she's regressed so much.
Yeah, all right, so do you think that's just her wanting to do something else or her just being bored? You know, there's a difference between wanting to do something else and just being bored with what you're doing.
She's just bored, but, well, when you get bored, you sometimes want to do something else, would personally want to do something else, artistically, athletically, whatever, well, otherwise. But then you look at your paycheck and just think, well, I can, and she's got herself to a point where she can disappear for months at a time, and apparently they're fine with it. So yeah, she can go do her bikini photo shoots on a boat or whatever, or what have you. like 6 months out of the year or more at this point, she spends away since like 2020.
I didn't even realize that. Yeah, because she had to get like, she said she had a bunch of dental work done, which is why she was gone. I was like, damn.
Well, she was gone away twice, basically. She went away, like, after, what was it, around the time of SummerSlam last year. She disappeared until, like, the very end of 2022. Maybe it was even before SummerSlam. And then she went away. She got to go away again after WrestleMania. She has only been active, 4 or 5 months out of this year? Which I guess isn't too bad.
Not too bad. It's half a year. A little over.
Yeah.
A little under just half of it, so.
But if you stretch that year to year, from 2022 to 2023, then you're at, you know, she's been gone a lot.
Yeah. Well, isn't also with her, it's kind of overkill or burnout, because they keep saying she's a 15-time champion or whatever she's at, and it's like, she hasn't been around that long to have that many championships.
No. It absolutely is. They absolutely overexposed her so many times, and people will remember her being shoehorned into the main event of WrestleMania 35 forever. And that was the moment where the audience, really turned against her too.
Yeah. They didn't. Oh yeah. Well, didn't seem like she didn't really get turned on or turned against this weekend. It was just people just aren't into her now.
And they were just tired. I mean, the second to last match has basically become the worst spot in all these pay-per-views.
Were they second to last?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Hey, yeah. That show got pretty long, man.
It got so long. And you know what? At one point, I was actually looking at it, not really realizing how long the last two matches were going to be, thinking, They could have fit Trish and Becky 10 to 15 minutes, and still have been out of here at 10:30. The way at the pace the show was going at first.
Oh yeah.
Then the triple threat kept going on and on. Then the oh my god, Roman Reigns and Jay. Oh my.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So Roman Reigns even hurts himself early in the match, and they still don't pick up the pace to get him out of there sooner.
That was my thing, is they crawled. And I'm like, there's something weird going on here. Like, that's how his matches work, and you just have to wait, which I want to talk about that in a second. But then it picks up when everyone starts interfering, blah, 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 right?
Well, yes.
That was not happening. And I'm like, all right, he's still going slow, but God damn, they're really going slow with this.
I can't tell if it was the original plan or was the injury.
It seemed like the injury, because even he, like, to his credit, knows when to pick up. And you'd think, all right, yeah, we know this is going way too long, so let's go. But he was slow moving, and it was pretty noticeable. I just didn't know why. I figured, oh, he's just, he's doing the, the methodical thing to make sure, I'm the tribal chief, that bullshit. So when Solo came out, it's like, oh, okay, here we go. No, they're both just kind of stammering around. And yeah, I don't know. I didn't really pick up on the fact he was hurt. And I know, now there's like video of like what they think it was, when Jay jumped on him. Because either Roman wasn't paying attention or didn't know the spot. So when Jay, is it over the rope or through the ropes on the Roman, that's when it happened, I guess. But it's also, are we sure this isn't a WWE thing? Because isn't Roman not, like, scheduled to appear for a bunch of stuff?
So, yeah. I don't know if they would use it. Because he just disappears. They don't need to really explain it.
Well, I think in this case, though, isn't there an explanation kind of necessary? Because, I guess it's gonna be the Jimmy and Jay show right now.
Yeah, I mean, Roman is going to be on SmackDown Friday.
Oh, he is. Okay.
And I assume at that point, I don't think we're going to get any kind of a new challenge for him or anything. It's probably just a transition to heat to Jimmy completely for the next 2 months.
Yeah.
Now, I know it was said that the Usos, like their dream is to have a one-on-one match with each other at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
First of all, don't let wrestlers' dreams, actually infest your booking. Nobody wants to see the Usos wrestle each other.
Yep.
Nobody wants to see two people who look that much alike wrestle each other. And no, I mean, I guess we're getting it Payback, but they're not making it to WrestleMania. They will be back together long before that.
So that's what I'm like, and I know we've disagreed on this before, but it's like a Triple H run show. Are they going to throw away Jimmy J that fast?
I don't know.
Because he likes dragging, he not dragging stuff out, but he likes letting stuff simmer.
He does. He definitely does. He's not Vince like that, but
Yeah, so I wouldn't be surprised if even Friday, if Jay gets beaten down. And he's not around for a little bit.
you know what? That might not be surprising.
Yeah, that's just a, like just a way to slow it down and get it through. But it was just like for one of my big problems with the match, and it was really the whole build-up for everything. I never once believed Jake stood a chance of winning. So.
Yes, they never hit that second gear.
No.
They never hit that zenith. They never hit that second gear
Well, even the
in the
build-up to
match.
the match, I never thought he was going to win. I mean, it's like, all right, cool.
Yeah.
And I know, like, everyone's convinced, oh, this is Jay's story. I'm like, well, not really. You know?
No, I never saw it like that. But and on my shows with Kevin, I laid out the reasons why it could be a good idea to have him win. Mostly because the Bloodline storyline is basically over now.
And I know we talked about this before, but they've done a good job of keeping some intrigue because Solo got pissed off again. And we've talked about this
Yeah.
too. Solo got pissed off again that Roman hit him, or disrespected him, whatever. So there's still that opportunity because he's the last, if you think about it, like the war of attrition, basically, he's the last one around. So that when he finally loses the last family member, that's when he's going to be vulnerable and finally loses the title. That's what I guess the story is.
Right. Yeah.
So.
It could be, man. What do you do for Roman Reigns' two or three defenses before WrestleMania?
Well, that's what that's you thinking that he's going to have 2 to 3 defenses, though.
There's a.
I mean.
I imagine he'll defend Saudi. They might do something else for Survivor Series, or he might not be on Survivor Series. He typically defends at the Royal Rumble. And they have had him at Elimination Chamber the last couple of years.
The Saudi show, you can do a tag like they did
Yeah.
before. Rumble can always be the goofy flavor of the month. Hey, we're testing this guy
Yeah.
out one.
Well, what about LA Knight?
Oof.
That's a weird one for him because the obvious thing for him to me is beating Austin Theory for the US title.
Yes.
That could be his thing, and and I don't know if a full main event run is in the cards for him due to a number of factors, but that could be his thing. But it doesn't look like they're going there right away. He's going to feud with the Miz in the interim.
What did you think of that Miz LA Knight thing on Raw?
I liked it. You know
I
what?
did too.
They're two guys who are absolute. They are made for each other. Now, of course, Miz never wins anything, so a victory over him isn't exactly like any kind of a star-making thing, but they should have some fun. They should definitely... Miz can always talk his way back into heat.
Right, and also, it's also just another win for LA Knight.
Yeah, it's another win.
Yeah.
Because they delayed really pushing him.
Oh, for sure.
He was still losing to mid-card guys like 2 months ago. You know, it was after he started to get over.
Yeah, who did... Oh, he beat Sheamus, that's right, on Friday. But I know why they do it, because they want to stress, like, this Battle Royal is important, right?
Yeah.
But it did crack me up that he wins a Battle Royal, and then he got, like, a press conference slot. He got all this hype about it, and it's like, if you watched it, he didn't really do anything. It wasn't like a star-making performance in a Battle Royal, like a Royal Rumble can give you.
No.
He was just there. He tossed a guy or two out. He didn't back down from Omos. I remember that much. And that's about it. Like, okie dokie. So, you know, it was just like kind of like to placate people. Like, here you go. Here's the win that a lot of people think he should have had at Money in the Bank. But I think, to me, him not winning Money in the Bank, I think Damian Priest has proven to be the right guy.
Yeah.
For the story that they're telling right now with the Judgment Day. So.
But it will be interesting to see now where that goes and how long he takes to cash in, because it looks like we are moving Seth Rollins away from the Judgment Day.
Yeah, and I was just thinking, boy, Shinsuke Nakamura is kind of useless right now, right? And all of a sudden, he beats Bronson Reed, which that surprised me. But he also had to hit him with like two Kinshasas and all that stuff, so
yeah.
Still protecting him. And then I love how everything in wrestling is telegraphed, because he's lingering in the background. And it's like, all right, he's hitting Cody, he's hitting Seth. And he nails Seth. I was like, oh, well, now we have Seth's next opponent. Which, I think I'm down for Shinsuke and Seth at Payback, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, no. They're definitely going with some different people. I can get into that. So, yeah, no. I think it's absolutely fine. I mean, if you want to run, like, Priest versus Cody, you could probably do that. For Cody's match at Payback?
Yeah. Oh, that was Seth. Never mind. I was like, I thought Cody already beat Damian Priest. But, so, I know he's probably not one of your favorites, because he's just a goofy-looking human being. Where you stand right now so far with J.D. McDonagh getting inserted into this stuff?
He absolutely sucks. I cannot. I will never be okay with him.
I actually didn't know where he stood. I just guessed he didn't like him.
So. No, he's get McBlockhead off my TV. There's way too many Europeans on WWE.
Well, gotta get those NXT guys, NXT UK guys,
yeah,
somewhere. Okay,
I don't think there's anything to him. I never got into the whole he's like this psychological killer type guy. Like I never saw that in him. I don't think he projects that very well. There's nothing good about him, in my view at this point. Nothing.
Okay. I'm really proud of myself, because I called that one immediately. So.
what do you think of him?
All right, so one of the funniest things that ever happened on NXT, which no one's going to remember, is Carmelo Hayes making short jokes on J.D. McDonagh. Only to find out, J.D. McDonagh's taller than Carmelo Hayes. So, okay. Other than that, I don't care. Like, Jordan Devlin, Now, let's just be honest. The two of us shouldn't be talking about anyone's looks, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think that makes us absolutely fair choices to talk about other people. So, I don't understand how his head got so big.
I don't understand it either.
And is it the hair? The beard? Like, is his beard bushier? Like, I don't know. It's distracting. And he's just another in my, like, wrestlers that are just off-putting.
He is. He is an off-putting human being to look at. He is an off-putting to listen to. You know, they've already pulled him out of this situation once, and now we're going to reinsert him back in again. Poor Sami Zayn is going to have to carry him. It's just a nasty situation. I hope that match doesn't make it to payback.
See, I've never had a problem with any of McDonald's matches.
I've never cared enough to watch one in full. I don't think I have.
I know he had some good NXT UK ones, but I seemingly continue to be one of the only people that actually watch the show and every week. So it's like, all right, well, you know. So, but I liked him enough. I like that they're bringing up the past history with him and Finn, because that's when, you know, when he first got introduced, that was on, you know, the first NXT UK broadcast, or the championship tournament. And I just found, like, some of his words intriguing. I guess, like, getting around aesthetics and, like, personal choice. Him just kind of, like, interrupting stuff, and then the Judgment Day has become one of my favorite groups because everyone seems natural in what they're doing.
Yeah.
And no one's, like, really a bonehead. Even Dominic, kind of, like, his role is what it is. And even he's becoming more assertive in there.
Yeah.
But when JD McDonagh said, you know, it's time to get rid of the briefcase, and then Damian Priest just gets pissed at him.
Well, yeah. Well,
and he's like, who the hell is this guy to talk to me? But it's instead of, maybe it's just the producer, whoever, but it's instead of him just going, and being quiet and letting out, like, a really deep breath because he's Damian Priest, you know? Like, so, it, like, I enjoyed that, not wordplay, what am I looking for? Interaction. And then he just kind of disappeared. Except, no, he attacked Sami Zayn, right?
Yeah, he attacked Sami Zayn, right. Yes.
So, but I mean, until, you know, before Kevin Owens gets better, I don't know what the hell Sami's going to do. But, no, so I liked little intrigue stuff like that, and that's kind of a staple of Triple H's way of doing stuff. It's just adding little bits here and there. It may never, you know, come to fruition. Nothing's going to happen.
What a compliment.
But it's something to make you go, wait, why'd that happen? So, but yeah, I know we're all over on WWE, but what was your favorite match on Saturday?
Brock and Cody. With the Intercontinental title match, maybe second, and then Logan Paul's match third.
I'll tell you what. I love Gunther. I like Drew McIntyre a lot. I expected more.
I did expect more. I mean, Sheamus was the glue that held the WrestleMania match together. You could see that.
Yeah.
Sheamus and Gunther have that all-time classic potential every time they touch each other.
But it's just Drew. I don't
Drew,
know.
Drew and Gunther don't. They don't as much.
No, and it's just not a disinterest. But it just seemed like, I'm guessing this is leading to a Drew heel turn.
Yeah, I think eventually we almost have to get there. The heel side is way too shallow for that.
Well, also though, it's like
not to.
But it's also like Drew's continually loses. I think he's 0-7 in title matches, or something like that now in a row. So there's like a built-in excuse, you know, can do something with it, and then, yeah, I mean, give somebody for Seth a fight, too. But who knows? I mean, at least the whims of McMahon will be gone for a little bit. And I'd say a little. I'm talking like a week or two. But that's the only reason I wouldn't have put that on my list. I expected more. I just love Gunther matches, though, and it does seem like they're going to, like, carry out and then have Gable and Gunther at Payback, which...
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
God. Well,
if they let Gable go, the guy's a legit Olympian, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, this is going to be nuts. As long as they don't treat it like, well, Gable's tiny, so never mind. It's like, no. But yeah, I mean, Gunther's another guy that has great matches with people who are smaller than him.
Yeah.
But he also has great matches with the guys who are just his size too. So.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, that match will be tremendous. And as I told you last night, I would absolutely pull the trigger on the title change days before Gunther's supposed to break the record. You could make Gable with that. It's not like Gunther is going to be, you know, kicked down the card afterward or anything. Or I'm kind of tired of these records being broken, to be honest. Well, I'm just like, they just keep doing it. I mean, the Bianca record was stupid anyway.
No one knew.
What does that even mean? The modern era. You can't say a women's champion. The women's title record is like 30 years.
Well, it's also like, didn't the title not exist for a while?
Yes.
So it's like, oh, okay, well, the modern era, but well, I guess you beat Nikki Bella's then, right? Is that what they're saying?
I guess Nikki Bella's reign would be what counts. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, then in that case, all right then. So I guess that's what I mean by but it's also like trying to say like Nikki Bella was part of a relic too. Like, oh, the old days of Nikki Bella. It was only 5 years ago.
Well, the Bellas are on the outs currently.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, that relationship ended pretty badly, from what I understand.
Oh. Well. Because AJ Lee was the one that held it before, right?
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, we got to get her name out of this. Such petty stuff, man. For a business run by adults, man, there is some petty shit that goes on in wrestling.
Oh, there, of course there is. Yeah. These people are all man children, of course. But there's no need to have. I think there's if you can do a miracle underdog story and make a guy like Gable by beating Gunther, that's what you should do. In my opinion.
Man, all right, so. Do you know the WrestleMania 32 story of going to Dallas, right? We ordered, like, New Day shirts, and we're all psyched. We're going to see New Day win at WrestleMania, all this stuff. They come out from the Bootios box, all that.
Yeah.
And then they lost. And I'm like, yeah. God, come on. It's going to be the same damn thing if we go to Payback and Gable beats Gunther. I'll just be sitting there, watch my favorite lose. Like, awesome.
Wait. Which one's your favorite?
Oh, I love Gunther, dude.
I love Gunther too, but I think he could. I think he's stand to lose.
If I'm not going, I don't mind.
Okay, I understand. I understand.
That's my thing.
Oh, then you and I are going to war then.
We'll put Kevin in. Well, are our seats on the aisle? By the way,
do we have an aisle seat? Oh, I don't think so. Oh, they might God. Be. I don't remember. But.
All right. As long as I don't have someone with shoulders like mine next to me, I'll be fine. And that's not bragging. I'm just wide. So
yeah.
That's why I always try to get the aisle seat. Anyways, I'm not against Gable winning. I just don't want to be in person when it happens. Plain and simple. So I have a long line of, hey, my favorites just lost again. Cool. Like, I couldn't believe New Day lost to the League of Nations. And then they got beat down by Steve Austin afterwards. It's like, all right. So, but anyways, Charlie, what else? Yeah. So Saturday for me, my favorite match. I really like Seth and Finn until that confusing ending. Brock and Cody to me was weird. Like, I appreciated what they did, and she even called it out. She's like, get in the ring, get tossed out of the ring. Get in the ring, get tossed out of the ring. Get in the ring, get tossed. I was like, every time he gets tossed out, though, it's taking him that much more time to get in.
Brock really wanted that count out.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I enjoyed it, though. And then you know, Cody trying to win with a roll up always cracks me up. And he just beat him. And I was like, I pop, like, what? And do you believe that stuff with Brock after was not planned?
I can believe it, I guess.
Yeah.
But also, they knew exactly what, you know, they knew to keep the camera lingering. They knew what views to switch, what angles to switch to. Mm-hmm. I mean, I want to believe the idea that Brock has decided to book his own face turn.
I just think it's funny. Brock's just going to do what he wants. I know he's not supposed to. I know it's not professional. I just really enjoy it. Because what are they going to do?
What's anyone going to do about it? He's Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Yes. Physically or otherwise, someone's going to do it. Physically or star power wise. Or
yeah.
They need him more than he needs them. All that. Yes.
Physically? So I know he makes his own beef jerky and all this other stuff. Is that all he's been eating and then lifting trees?
That man was sweating buckets. I have never seen anything like it. Not even an IRS mat. Have I seen the mat just covered in sweat?
Man, I'm a sweater, and even I was like, "Oh my god, that's terrible."
Yeah, like, I have become a sweater as well. So yes, I understand. But man, I mean, it wasn't one of those nights where Brock's face is turning pink.
No, it skipped pink, went right to red.
Yeah. Well, no, wouldn't it go red, then pink?
No.
Or is red worse? Red
leads to purple. So, yeah.
There were definitely nights. There were definitely nights that Brock went purple, yes.
Yeah, and I'm like, is it really hot in there? Because he was sweating like crazy, or somebody else. I can't remember who the other person was. But there was somebody else just pouring. And then later on, they keep going. I'm like, damn. But I really liked it. I thought the end was really cool with him doing that.
Because no, it was good.
I was trying to think of a time when he actually did that. And nothing comes to mind. Like, nothing comes to mind.
No. He has never done that for anybody ever.
I wonder if real. So he's saying fake when it comes to wrestling. If real, he just went off script for that. Why?
It seems like he plans to be gone for a while. Like, longer than usual. Like, he might not make the Saudi show. I guess that's what Meltzer's saying. He will not be back for the rest of this year.
All right.
Which he doesn't usually do. He does usually make the Saudi show. But also, he may have just, once again, he just wants to be a... Brock seemingly enjoyed being a babyface for that year and a half. Like, he enjoyed, like, high-fiving the fans. Like, the craziest thing in the world to see Brock, you know, high-fiving and taking selfies with people. But he really embraced being a babyface during that entire run from when he came back at SummerSlam 2021. And maybe he just likes that, and you know what? If Brock is a face, maybe, just maybe by WrestleMania, we can get the Gunther match.
Oh. Boy. Yeah, I'm down. I'd be totally down for that, yeah. Like, big surprise. But that just gave me pause. Like, I know wrestling's not built on matches, right? Like, the match is like the culmination of the story. If the match is good, awesome. You know, they're supposed to be. But, like, the idea of, like, Gunther having a match with Brock and then, you know, Gunther Gable, even if the storyline's only been for, like, a month, right? It's still, like, yeah, I just want to see this because, and again, wrestling, you're not supposed to hurt each other, but I just love the physical nature of Gunther's matches. And they're done safely, so no one's going to die. You're going to be feel it, of course. But then after that, you're good. So to have him get in there with another guy who's, you know, I'm going to go on a limb here and say far more powerful than he is. God, that'd be awesome to see. And yeah. Also, just to see how Brock plays it.
Will Brock take the chops?
Yeah, like yeah.
That.
And
will he do all that?
Yeah, and will he allow Gunther to go over? I mean, you know, it's I know, again, I'll use the F word here, but there is a very, I mean, we've already seen the pride that Brock carries with himself with the way the whole Lashley thing went down. He was like, nah. And that was underwhelming as hell. So for him to like not play ball isn't exactly, you know, unheard of. So him and Gunther, as long as he wants to play ball, everything should be pretty cool. At least you would think. So
Yeah. No. I will stump for that
oh,
match for
yeah.
as long as, because the word is Brock is going to keep, you know, his schedule until at least, if WrestleMania is going to be in Minneapolis in 2025, you know, put him in the Hall of Fame and have him have his last match a day or two later. That seems to make some sense.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But with his schedule and his physicality, does he ever need to retire?
No,
You know?
I mean, there are the moments like when you say his face gets purple or he sweats all over the ring that you're like, does this guy have a heart condition or something? Is he completely healthy? But beyond that, no.
I'll save the answer to that for off the air.
Oh.
But I think you know what I'm getting at. So you don't want to say stuff, because
Yeah,
then
no.
yeah, that's exactly yeah. There you
Right,
go.
right,
We're on
right,
the same
right.
page.
I shouldn't even. I shouldn't have even gone there. But yes.
Yes. So the man's not small. So, but yeah. But you know, I like Brock Cody a lot. I like Seth and Finn because. And I swear they do this stuff on purpose, which, you know, it's still, you know, wrestling's still carny at its heart, right? But all of a sudden, Seth is doing these interviews and saying how he's hurt. He's, you know, he needs to get surgery done. He needs to get this done. And he should have, you know, he should be resting, whatever else. And if you see this stuff, it makes you go, is he dropping the title now?
I have not heard him talk about his injuries.
Oh yeah, he was on Logan. He was on Logan Paul's podcast. He did like a brief thing with Ariel Helwani again. I think it was Ariel Helwani. But he did another brief one where he's like, "Yeah, my shoulder's messed up. My back's hurting me. I should probably get some of this stuff taken care of." But he's like, "You know, I'm the champ, so you know, no rest of the wicked sort of thing."
I mean, this championship needs to hot potato a bit. Anyway, from, you know, for the comparison to Roman Reigns' reign.
Yeah.
So if you want to give it to Nakamura, give it to Nakamura. If you want to have Priest cash in, you know, sooner than later, you know, have that happen.
Yeah. I really did think, though, it was time. Like, it was the right time for Finn to win because you've got so much more intrigue now.
Yeah.
And Seth, if actually hurt, whatever. But I guess they already had the Nakamura plans, so that's what they were going with. And then, I guess, and I talked to Kevin with this. I think I've mentioned to you. I'm not really ready for Judgment Day to break up.
No, I'm not either. So no, I don't.
So.
I don't want them to break up. It's they need to resolve their differences and kick Blockhead to the curb.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Is like, I want Judgment Day to stay together and not have another member.
Yeah, I don't want another member. I do want them to stay together.
And yeah, and that's about it. So, but I guess we'll see. And I'm guessing we're gonna get something with them at Judgment Day. Judgment Day, sure. At Payback. So,
Yeah, I mean, I imagine we might get some.
yeah,
I
you know
mean,
what we're gonna get, right?
what are we
I
getting?
you know what we're Rhea Ripley's gonna be clear, or Raquel Rodriguez, or is wait, what is her name now?
Raquel Rodriguez, yes.
Okay, it was Gonzalez, that's right. Or is it no?
Yeah, it was Gonzalez, yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know we're getting that.
Yeah, I mean,
So.
it's unavoidable. I guess it'll be fine. Not my pick necessarily, but you know,
Really, you're hot.
it's the easiest it's the easiest story, you know. The only woman who can match Rhea for power and all that, so let's just do it. Let's get her out of the way. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you mentioned that having so many women, and it's true, but how many of them are really over? You know, it's just like, it doesn't feel like Rhea has, other than Becky Lynch on Raw, Rhea does not have, well, once again, they screwed over SmackDown in the draft. I guess we should say that, yes. I mean, well, no, on the women's side, they actually loaded up, they loaded up SmackDown and gave Raw very little. Mm-hmm. And the men, it's the obvious. Yeah, but, okay, yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Well, I'm trying to think, because like, Rhea's championship run's been kind of lackluster so far. But
yeah, because she has no one viable, and she just beats people quickly, which she kind of should be doing, but they don't have the depth for that, especially if, as I keep mentioning, they are desperate to keep Becky and Rhea away from each other as long as humanly possible.
Which I guess will be you think they're trying for WrestleMania?
I think so. I mean, because the only other thing they could do is a switch that gets Bianca and Rhea together, really. But you could delay that. You could kick that can down the road too. So I would say Rhea and Becky at WrestleMania. Maybe you can do a match or two between them, and then the blow off is at WrestleMania.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
But you still kind of don't start them wrestling each other till at least Royal Rumble then, if you're gonna do it like that.
Or just have like Becky just win the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Well, she's already won it though. Well, that doesn't really seem to matter. But
yeah, it doesn't matter. She can be the first woman to do it twice. That's, you know, I guess that's the accolade you can put on her.
Oh, that's right. Charlotte's only won it one time. That's right. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this is gonna be a wait and see one then. So, but it's like, I can definitely see that they want to do this, but at the same time, is Becky's not exactly as hot as she used to be, because of the goofy ass way that they kind of using her.
Yeah, no. So okay, speaking of backtracking a little bit, speaking of goofy ass, has Seth Rollins gone too far with the outfits?
Okay.
The boots again.
Monday, when he was getting beat down, Elise actually said, "Look at his stupid boots." And I go, it does make you kind of sympathize with the people beating his ass.
Yeah, no, you do. And the boots were a TikTok trend for like 3 days, 2 months ago. And he came out with them in June, and I guess it was kind of funny because once again, it was right after that. But that died quickly. No one was actually going to wear that in real life. So it was never going to become silly fashion trend. You know, out in the real world. And yeah, no, Seth needs to scale the shit back. He is holding a championship that people already don't really believe in. And they're struggling to care.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking Finn winning would have made it look like, oh, well, wait a second. And that make you pay attention to it more?
Yeah.
Or, oh, hell, even if Damian Cash is in, all right, that's fine too. But I'm trying to figure out the long play with the Damian Priest stuff with him having a briefcase, especially after the JD McDonagh stuff. Like,
yeah, if he's going to end up feuding with Finn and McDonagh at some point, which I don't want to see happen, we've already said that, that's not world title worthy itself. Once again, WWE is unquestionably having their best year in over 20 years. That keeps being said over and over again, and it's very true. There have been decisions made, and there are depth issues that, you know, they are going to have to maybe reckon with.
Yeah,
particularly on the heel side, like we mentioned, Drew turning heel. That's absolutely necessary. The heel side is what's weak. The face side, you've got Seth, Cody, Sammy, and Kevin all on one show. You got your four top baby pieces all on one show. SmackDown's a dumpster fire, for the most part, other than the Bloodline stuff. And maybe some of the stuff with women. So, but still, Raw, there's still the there's depth issues with the babyface champion. So maybe you get the title on a heel, and you can start to. The problem is they have been so reliant on the Judgment Day for TV matches. Mm-hmm. They've already wrestled all four top baby faces over and over again on television.
Yep. Exactly. And with varying degrees of success, too, which is even funnier.
Yes. They keep losing for the most part, yes.
Yeah, so that's why it always cracks me up when someone says, we're running this place. I'm like, you never win. You don't wrestle, and nobody wins. So how can you say you run this place? But, you know, it's semantics, whatever. They're bad guys. They're delusional. All right, fine. But it is quite the nonsense to hear that stuff. But I think you're right with the heavyweight, yes, world heavyweight title. Bouncing around's not a bad idea, but not like, you know, the Attitude Era where it was bouncing every damn week. You know?
No, you don't do that. No. The Russo WCW 2000 stuff, yeah, you know, where titles are literally being passed around without three counts being registered, yeah. No, you don't need that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's cutting edge TV. Or it could be. I guess. I actually forgot a lot of, like, his WCW stuff, the Russo stuff, and, like, the bad decisions made. But thankfully I watched Dark Side of the Ring and can remember how lousy that was. I wonder if they're ever going to do something on TNA.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what one thing do you talk about? I mean, you could talk about Jeff Hardy, I guess. But, so again, there's still... Jeff's still an active part of the business, and, you know, he's got to have friends who don't want to talk shit about him, so I don't know if he could do that night. Like, what is TNA's dark side tragedy that you could talk about? Just the overall rise and fall, and...
Yeah, it's not... That's
but they're still, they're still technically around.
Yeah. Yeah, technically. Never mind. I think I was just being a smart ass.
I mean.
Go figure.
I did. You know, the podcast, The Lapsed Fan, just did like 6 months covering everything of Hulk Hogan's TNA run from beginning to end.
Oh my god!
No. I'm just running it down. Everything they did, and all the dumb segments, and all the backstage power play. You know, taking part on television, and It was amazing to actually listen to it, you know, all run together, like that whole, you know, 3 year process of basically three plus year process of just destroying anything TNA ever could have been, and, you know, Hulk Hogan running down his own legacy and whatnot.
Yes, very true. The little I remember of that stuff, that was when Bully Ray was like the big thing, right? Because he was dating his daughter or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I know we didn't cover everything, but we are at that time to where we're going to wear everybody out. So let's bow out gracefully, because I know we didn't talk about a lot of stuff, but it's just how it works. Well, I mean, we're supposed to condense 2-hour Collision show, which we barely covered, four and a half hours of SummerSlam, 3 hours of Raw, and whatever miscellaneous topics that have come up that we've clearly missed. Yeah, we ain't a daily show. So goddamn, we have
this week we're not even gonna have a second show.
I'm actually considering it. So I don't. I was gonna talk to you when we're done.
I can't. I'm on vacation for a week.
Oh, okay, well, that's me next week. So, all right, I'll figure it out. Shit, I'll just do it by myself.
If you want, go ahead.
Why not? I always wanted to get into radio broadcasting. I've done one before, a long time ago.
Give Eric a call. Although you'd be ruining this, you'd be ruining it for Kevin when he wants Eric on whenever we hit that next 100 milestone.
Yeah, I think Eric's gonna be on next week because we're both gone. So.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that would make sense. Yeah, because I'm not gonna be available again until 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna catch up. I've just basically decided I'm not going to catch up. I'll check Twitter. Maybe I'll watch some YouTube clips. That'll pretty much be it. Me and wrestling for the next week.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe I'll watch some stuff or fast forward through some stuff on Sling and get the main stuff. But
probably me too. But we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, because I'm going to a concert Tuesday, Wednesday travel, and it's a beach. So the last thing I feel like doing is watching TV or anything else. So, yeah, so everyone say bye to Chris. He'll be back in 2 weeks. You may hear me again later this week. Maybe next. No, can't. Yeah, so, yeah. So, if you don't hear me next week, bye, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Yeah, so thanks for listening, and let Chris take us out.
All right, check us out on Spotify, on iHeartRadio, on Stitcher, or anywhere you listen to your great podcasts. Thank you all very much for listening to our stream of consciousness rambling, where we finally got the SummerSlam talk. I know you all were waiting for that with bated breath, but we will catch you later on. Bye.